All right, let's kick it off with our first question from Mike Reed. JT, do you think Marcel Reese will now be utilized more during the game under the new coaching staff? Well, Mike, if I had a dollar for every time someone asked me this question, I'd be a very rich man. I'm a huge fan of Marcel Reese. I believe he needs more touches, period. I think he should get more touches on the ground. I think he should get more touches in the slot as a receiver, whatever it takes, because he's a versatile player. If you're not picking up first downs, Marcel Reese is not going to get extra touches. But I'd like to see Coach Sperano emphasize Marcel Reese. Next question comes from Daniel. JT, what does our defense and secondary need to do to neutralize or contain both Eddie Royal and Antonio Gates, who have been putting up big numbers? Well, you're right. Their numbers have been enormous. Antonio Gates got 5 touchdowns this year, and Eddie Royal already has 4. What Phillip Rivers does is he spreads out a defense. He goes 4 wide. He's in the shotgun all the time, and he's a master at looking one way and then throwing the opposite. The key to the Raiders in this game is to get Rivers off his spot. I haven't mentioned the defensive line just yet. Reportedly, they've had a good week in practice. And up front, Justin Tuck, Woodley, and Smith are going to have to get to Rivers. And I think that pressure is going to have to come off the middle. And Rivers is going to move outside the pocket. You got to be physical with him. Antonio Gates is a monster. You got to hit him at the line of scrimmage. If you give Gates 5, 6, 7 yards to get into his route downfield, he's going to have momentum. It's almost impossible to tackle the guy, especially around the goal line. And when it comes to Royal, he's undersized. He's a smaller receiver. Pop him in the mouth at the line of scrimmage. Make him pay when he comes across the middle of the field. Do what Tatum and Atkinson used to do. You come across the middle of the field, you're going to pay for it. Up next is Jerry Piona, and he asked, we finally have a quarterback with leadership skills in Derek Carr. Do you think we need a better running game to help him out, or more playmakers at wide receiver, or both? Remember, the Raiders loaded up at running back. They brought in Maurice Jones-Drew, and they have Darren McFadden, who's completely healthy. They're supposed to have enough with Marcel Reese to move the chains on the ground, and those backs that I talked about all have success catching the ball out of the backfield. But the key to the Raiders, with Rod Streeter healthy, James Jones playing at a high level when he gets going, no doubt in my mind, the priority for this organization in the first round should be getting a big play wide receiver who can stretch the field for the young Derek Carr. We want to thank everybody for their questions and continue to send them in, #AskJT. And there's been a little bit of confusion, and I can understand why. A lot of people are confusing me for Justin Timberlake. I can sing, I can dance, but my job here with the Raiders at Silver and Black Productions is to be the voice of the Raider Nation and get your questions right here at Raiders.com. And please make sure you tune into my podcast every week on iTunes and at Raiders.com. It's the official podcast of the Silver and Black.